The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
President Obama seized upon the release of an American prisoner of war, that's what he was, using what should be a moment of unity and celebration of our nation as a chance to play political games. President Obama, as commander-in-chief, acted honorably in helping an American soldier return home to his family. Sergeant Bergdahl's release is an answer to many Americans' prayers.
Bergdahl, is he the poster boy for "You Can't Leave Him Behind"? Or a deserter who got lucky? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In the nooks and crannies, I know you're talking about this. Senators very frustrated after they got a briefing at the White House and feel as though they didn't get much information. Still with a lot of questions to be answered. In fact, leaving the White House, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from Washington, said, "I got more questions than answers." And Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss agreed. He said he didn't have a comfortable feeling that the administration, from any kind of a notification standpoint, did what they should have done or what they had the opportunity to do. So Democrats and Republicans are accusing Obama of breaking the law by not giving them 30 days notice of what was going to happen over the weekend, the release of the five Dream Team Taliban members from Guantanamo in exchange for Bergdahl. And, of course, the big controversy besides that is the questions over the fact that platoon members of his died while they were searching for Bergdahl after learning, of course, that he deserted prior to being captured in 2009, was supposedly walking to China. The idea of the swap, by the way, came up 2 years ago, and they weren't happy on the Hill then. Then it actually went down. The excuse is that a 1.5-minute video that the Taliban produce showed that Bergdahl was alive, but not doing well. His health was failing. The administration is saying that's why they had to get it done. That he was sick or drugged, just not doing well. So they had to make the move. Can't wait to hear what Chuck Hagel, the defense secretary, has to say on June 11th. He's going to be at a House Armed Services Committee meeting to answer some questions. In theory, should that exchange help peace talks with the Taliban? Because remember, they were supposedly being dangled out there. I think it puts us in a worse situation. And just imagine, and hopefully this has no chance of happening, but the five released from Guantanamo decide to attack Americans. Oh, my. That'd be a rough day at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. More importantly, it'd be a terrible day for America, and there is that consideration. You don't think that those prisoners who are free and clear and guitar walking around, not happy with being held at Guantanamo for all those years? What's interesting in the wake of all of this, the one place, his hamlet that he hails from, you would think would be embracing of his homecoming. In fact, Haley, Idaho, they were planning a welcome home ceremony. But I believe because of all the questions, they canceled it. The word from the town is they questioned it because they could not provide the security they thought they would need for an event like it, saying they're a small town of 8,000, and with the amount of people that could possibly come into town, it would be tough to make sure it was secure. But here's the truth. City Hall has been inundated with nasty letters and emails from around the country. So the long-planned Welcome Back Bow celebration canceled for June 18th in a park in that town. I think it's because of the fact that so many family members of soldiers who were killed have come out to talk about it. And all of America is watching Haley, Idaho. The city administrator, Heather Dawson, did say, with all this mail and emails coming in, that one of the things that they've fielded were emails like this one. This man deserves no welcome. His reward is being alive, unlike the brave soldiers who actually followed their orders and continued to search for him, knowing full well he had deserted his posts. You and everyone else in your organization in this farce of a celebration should be ashamed of yourselves. So they canceled it. There were people who wrote in support of Bergdahl, saying that no matter what kind of deal the president struck, it was smart to bring him back, and we should honor that. So it's the massive debate as to what is the right thing to do here. The Bergdahl family itself had to have a spokesperson. Her name's Sue Martin. She said, we're going to have somebody here who's going to need our support and help and transition back into this life. Bo's going to write the next chapter in his book, supposedly right here in Haley, and we'll see what his needs are. He's going to have some privacy, I'm sure, absolutely. And the military, of course, will get him started on that road to healing physically, emotionally, and psychologically. We'll be his support system for what he needs. Oh, my. I think it's going to be a very rough road. We'll see. But this story, no doubt, the second it happened, the surprise of it, and then the fallout and what could happen on an interesting week, because this is the 70th anniversary of D-Day. Think of the peace and what that meant. There is no peace in this situation. No peace. Coming up on America Tonight, this hour, we're going to check your emails. A lot of you had things to say about Bergdahl and some other things we mixed in, too, as well. Plus, yeah, it's the playoffs in basketball. And believe it or not, football is just right around the corner again because we're in June. So that means those mini camps will pop up. And people who are not even normally sports fans will be watching the great game of football. So we talked to Brandon Lang coming up next here on America Tonight about things related to sports. There was actually a big hockey game for the four people that like hockey besides me, and a big overtime win, the Los Angeles Kings beating the Rangers in OT. How about that? We're booting it to the other side. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Damien, the omen, because you're the devils, you're the demons, and you know that. Your music, rock and roll, is a satanic, music. When they say you turn around, you make the music go black, and you hear Satan speak. You make the music go black, you hear Satan.
Talk some sports with our pal Brandon Lang. Brandon Lang is so fun to kick it around with. You know him, you love him. We're going to talk about some of the things that he's doing on his website coming up here in just a few minutes, but he is the man. Brandon, I can't help it. It's a weird thing, but I think I'm seeing double. Every time I see McConaughey, I see you. Maybe I watched that movie too much. I don't know.
Well, you know, it gets better now that my life story was portrayed by an Academy Award winning Matthew McConaughey, which just keeps getting better and better. So, JK living, baby. That's my boy. And, just keeps getting better.
So the Miami Heat, it comes down to, here we go again, the Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs. And we have a tip off Thursday at 9 o'clock Eastern. Any chance the Spurs are able to beat the Heat? How do you see these games breaking them down?
Well, I'm still literally walking bow-legged from what happened in Game 6 last year with Ray Allen when I had the Spurs in the series, and I was, you know, up 5 with, what was it, 42 seconds to go and watch the collapse. And then Game 7, Tim Duncan misses the little bunny inside 2 minutes, and they don't even cover plus 5.5 in Game 7. So a couple of back-to-back alleys. But when you break down this series, you know, you give Miami credit. They won last year. But in places you don't talk about at parties, the Spurs know we should have been the NBA champion. So the Parker injury has me a little suspect. Over a 7-game series, his health. I do believe that to beat Miami in a 7-game series, I just think the healthier team in a 7-game series ends up winning. And if Tony Parker were 100%, you'd have to lean toward the Spurs, getting a second crack with Popovich. You saw the incredible adjustments he made in the OKC series. He, pound for pound, is the best coach in the NBA right now. And what is he going to come up with to counter what the Heat are going to do? Because let's be honest, Miami, at this point, you know what they're going to do. Now it's just a matter if you can stop it. LeBron, Wade, they've all been together. Can you stop them? And it's going to be interesting to see the adjustments Popovich makes from last year to this year.
Yep, I agree with you because he's the strategist, and I think the better he can maneuver and the adjustments that you just said he makes, the better possibility of something happening there. Do you think it's going to be a highly rated series?
Yeah. Like anything to do with the Heat and going for three in a row. But along that same line, I think he'll do the same thing he did last year, which he will force LeBron James to be a jump shooter, limit his opportunities to get to the basket, and force Miami to become a jump shooting team and make shots. Miami really, with the exception of Boss and LeBron, don't have anyone that can play with their back to the basket on a consistent basis. Boss doesn't like to go bang in the low post. LeBron doesn't like to go bang in the low post, but they're facing a very big San Antonio team. So I think the first adjustment that he'll make will be to force Miami, like he did last year, to be a jump shooting team and live or die with the fact that they knock down jump shots. And that's kind of where we're at.
All right, so watch that for sure in this series. That's a great tip. When we look at what just happened with the Thunder and you compare Kevin Durant and LeBron James, who do you think is the best player? Is it still LeBron James?
I think it is. I think for a number of reasons. I think LeBron's more physical. Kevin, once again, is somewhat labeled as soft, although he's getting better. Offensively, Kevin's a much better player, but defensively, LeBron just can lock you down and is more physical. I think we saw that in the series when they met, that as good as KD was, pound for pound, LeBron can take over games in a manner which Kevin can't. Kevin can take over a game offensively and put up a 25, 26 point quarter, but Kevin Durant can't go on the team's best player and lock them down like LeBron can. And that's the difference. Much the way Michael Jordan could, much the way Kobe could. A lot of great offensive players in the NBA, but not many combine both the offensive skills and the defensive shutdown skills that a Jordan, a Kobe, or for that matter, LeBron. And then I think that's what separates him from everybody else.
Yeah. Let's jump to the ice because the Rangers and the Kings are at it and it's tied at 2 apiece in the second period. You look at the history of the Rangers and then the history too with the Kings, then you got the East versus the West. If there was going to be any excitement about hockey, maybe this is the best matchup. What do you think?
I think it is. And I think in the manner of which both teams got there, Rangers coming back from 3-1 against the Penguins and then beating Montreal in the manner which they did. And then, of course, we all know about the Kings, 3 straight game sevens on the road to get where they've gotten. So I think from pound for pound, a great matchup. I think over a 7-game series, the Kings have too much. I think the Kings' speed and just the resiliency they've shown in getting them. I'm a Rangers fan, but, I lived in L.A. So I love both teams. But I think over the 7-game series, I just think L.A. is a better team.
Do a lot of people bet on hockey? Is there a lot of interest in hockey gambling-wise?
No. Zero. I'd say less than 5%. Have I released a hockey game in my life? Yeah, absolutely. But it doesn't matter. There's not much betting on hockey, playoff or regular season.
Yeah, it's all football, isn't it?
Yep, football and NCAA tournament. There'll be some college basketball through the regular season, but it literally is college and pro football, NCAA tournament, and then, scraps to the puppies for the rest of the year.
I like that, scraps to the puppies. Hey, I never asked you this, but preseason, is there action on preseason for people NFL-wise?
A little for the for the degenerates that just can't wait for football to get here. But, you know, listen, Canadian Football League, Arena Football League, there'll be lines and stuff. So you can always get a taste of football somewhere. Hell, that Bikini League, you had some point spreads. I was handicapping that for a while. Then my wife got banned. Just looking at some hot chicks on the Internet. So that got banned from the Lang household. But there's always football out there somewhere.
I love that. And check out Brandon's site. It's great. BrandonLang.com. So when you're, you know, if football's all world, then you're paying attention to everything, right? I mean, are you paying attention to all the moves and who's signing where and what's happening?
Yeah, you have to keep up with that, and it makes handicapping, you know, training camps a little easier, knowing what your personnel is and how the OTAs are going and reading the local beat writers and what they're saying, how the OTAs went and how the rookies are faring and how they're looking and so on and so forth. But it's been an unbelievable run for me. The last 3.5 months, I think I've won 14 of the last 17 weeks.
Wow.
And literally went into Monday night for a 7 straight winning week. And I had 2 picks. I had Seattle and King Felix, or I had the Red Sox going for 8 in a row. And I went with the Red Sox going for 8 in a row. And John Lackey figured out a way to bury me again. And King Felix wins 10 too. So it's been just an unbelievable run, both in baseball and the NBA playoffs. And looking forward to a great finals as well. So, knock on wood, let's keep this thing going all summer long, but it really has been a great run. I rode UConn in the whole NCAA tournament, which you know, and had a great run there and had them in the finals, and that kind of propelled me into just this massive winning streak. So you learn to enjoy the big winning streak, because every once in a while you're going to have a losing week, and it makes it a little easier.
There you go. Hey, last one, because there's interest. There's certainly interest in this from a betting standpoint at the Parimutuel windows. But we've got the Belmont coming up and the chance of California Chrome to be a Triple Crown winner. First time since 1978. Do you look at this at all?
I want it to happen. You get no value with Chrome at this point. I believe he'll go off at, I mean, someplace 5-2. So there really is no value. I guess you can step back and root for him to become the first Triple Crown winner. And the story behind the horse and its owners is just, there's going to be a feature film based on Chrome if he wins on Saturday. And due to the fact that I love Secretariat, the movie, and I love the one with Tobey Maguire, I will root for Chrome to win. So there will be a movie in 7 years, and I can join my next horse movie.
Yeah, I like that. I'm with you. I like the horse movies. They're absolutely awesome. All right, BrandonLang.com. Check him out. He is a winner for sure. Thanks, as always, for coming on the show.
Sexy for you, the world, darling.
Thanks, Langster. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Guess who's back? Back again.
Say he's back. Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Walks barely down the street, the pretty pool way down low. No sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet streak. To the sound of the beat, yeah.
Ah, yes. It's time to invite Nathan Reeder into the circle and on these airwaves. I know you can't wait. Fruits and nuts. Shredded and bingo! 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 Hey Nathan, what's up?
Hi Kate, how are you?
I'm excellent, thank you for asking. I've got a really good bunch of things to ask you this time around. Are you ready?
I am excited.
I love that enthusiasm. All right, so how about this woman? A woman in Saginaw, Michigan, came across $7,000 in the drive-thru station at a local bank. She said doing the right thing was an easy decision. She took the canister out. When she looked down, opened it, and there were the wads of money. She said she was shocked to find $7,000 during a trip through that drive-thru at her local credit union. She said she thought inside she screamed a little bit, but she notified the bank immediately, banging on the window, telling them what she had found, and returning the money. What do you think?
Oh, wow. I heard another story kind of like this. I'll talk about it after this. I'm gonna go with both fruits and nuts and bingo because, whoa. I mean, inevitably, $7,000, someone's going to be looking for that, so that's kind of like a bingo. You probably should turn it in, but still, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. I could do a lot of damage with $7,000. Oh, yeah. Think of the bills you could pay. And seriously, not even on frivolous things, but you're right. Here's the thing. She comes up, takes the money out. Somebody messed up probably before her that was getting a bunch of money out, which is strange. Usually for that amount of money, you would go inside, but hey. And they forgot it or didn't get it or something happened, and they would probably discover it, and that wouldn't be good. Mm.
Yeah, the other story I was talking about is the lottery ticket that was signed and lost by a couple, and because the wife, so the gentleman taped it to himself in an envelope enough, and then it started getting sweaty or something, so he gave it to his wife, and they took it to church and lost it at church, and 2 or 3 weeks went by, and a gentleman came to their house and returned it to them.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. Well, they signed it on the back, so even if he didn't want to be nice...
He had to. Wonder if they gave him a reward.
No, they didn't.
Oh.
At least that's what I heard.
Wow. If the money, I would have, well, I know how I am. I would have given him a reward anyway.
Yeah.
But wow, how about that? That's an interesting story. Mm. Here's a good one for you, too, from Bradenton, Florida. There's a very prestigious road in Bradenton, Florida. I'm already setting you up for this. And it is now home to what they're calling a patriotic house. Brent Greer, who lives on Riverview Boulevard, recently painted the outside of his house red, white, and blue. He decided to turn his home into the American flag to send a message. I want to remind people that this is America. This is the home of the free, and I'm not changing because I have some zoning ordinance that doesn't like the way I express myself. So check it out. He grew up in the 100-year-old home, now lives there with his wife and 7 adopted kids. That's nice. He said they changed the color of their house after getting into a dispute with the city's code enforcement. A few months ago, the code enforcement officer said they went to the home acting on an anonymous tip and got a complaint about a dead Christmas tree on the balcony. So they've been called out for these violations that are really cockamamie and have upset him. So he decided that, okay, I'm going to paint my house the color of the flag. And he really did a good job. It's really beautiful, actually. But now the people in the city are furious with him, and they say it's unpatriotic, and they want him to take it down. And if he doesn't fix it, they say they're going to charge him $250 a day in a fine.
I don't have anything else other than fruits and nuts. I don't get either.
I don't get either. I think, okay, the guy has 7 adopted kids. He's in his 100-year-old family house. And someone reports that a tree is on a balcony that's, what, left there for an extra day? That's ridiculous.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah, so that's, so they were wrong. And they wound him up in the first place. And I think that's what happened there. All right, this one, I already know what I think about this, but I'm going to throw it out to you. I think you know how I feel about snakes. How about these snakes that got into this apartment complex in what they call the Mid-South apartment complex? What happened? This is in Memphis, Tennessee. They really are big snakes, some of them, and they have been invading this apartment complex. They're hanging from the windows. They're up and down the steps. The snakes are a menace. They've been found hanging in different areas for weeks now. Apparently there's a field where the snakes are coming from, and the field that they're coming from hasn't been mowed or cut, and it used to be, and the snakes somehow have found a life there. And they're calling the city, and the city says, well, we can't do anything about it. You'll have to find somebody that'll pay for it and do it. And it's a real menace. I mean, we're talking about not a few snakes. We're talking about like 80 snakes that are in this complex. What would you do if snakes were in your complex? Would you complain to the management and they said, we can't do it, it's not our fault?
Yeah, the whole, like, you guys pay for this on your own thing is pretty messed up.
I think it's messed up.
Yeah, I, I'm I'm going with Bingo that this should be something to talk about because help them out. Snakes are freaky.
They are freaky. And what if your residents get bit? What if something happens? I mean, some of them are big snakes that can't be good. It's lame. I mean, apartment complexes are notorious, even if you have a good one, for arguing about what they cover, what they don't cover, you know, that whole battle.
I mean, so snakes, that it either have to be an exterminator or like the local, the local animal control.
Yeah, animal control could come out, I would think. They got to cut that field next to them, but that's still, they still have the snake problem.
Yeah.
It's not going to go away, and they're probably having babies. They're shedding their skins, all that
stuff.
Yeah, that's, I like that. Oh, yeah. All right. This one some people can relate to. You know, there's always an argument about age and driving. A 93-year-old woman is dead after a crash into a northeast Memphis neighborhood. It happened about 6:30 in the evening on Tuesday. The preliminary investigation showed that she hit a curb, then drove to the end of the road, smashed into the guardrail, and the car was wedged under it. Witnesses told the cops that the victim began revving the motor and spinning the tires until the car caught fire. And the victim was pronounced dead on the scene. But to me, does this go to the there is a point where you just shouldn't drive anymore kind of thing?
Yeah, there is kind of that bingo-esque thing about this. Man, you know, once when I hear from my friends about their grandparents who just are like angrily clinging, even after without police, luckily without police intervention, escaped not killing children. Because they just didn't notice. That's scary. It's scary. But I mean, how do you come up with
determine?
That?
Yeah.
I mean, talk about extra expense going and finding all those snakes and mowing down something and continuing to find them. How do you find every single person that is like you know, a month away from really going over into that? I should not be out
right
there almost killing people on the road.
Right. Because there are some people that are amazing deep into their 80s and 90s. It's a different world. And they have great eyesight. And I just talked about the other night, this woman running the marathon. And they can do some amazing things. I mean, age is a state of mind, they say. But there is that, how do you discover when that's it? Because they could be younger than that. It could be someone young. How do you determine that? Yeah, it's crazy. All right, I'm going to give you this one for our friends in Auburn, Alabama, listening to America Tonight. How about this woman who fell asleep on the railroad tracks in Auburn, walked away unscathed after a train passed over? Several people called police on Wednesday morning to report that the woman was hit by an oncoming train at a railroad crossing. When they arrived, they found 22-year-old Lindsay Horn still asleep on the tracks, even after a train passed over her. That is a miracle. How is she alive?
I don't think asleep was the right word.
She's bombed and just crashed.
Man, I mean, granted, I could sleep through a lot of. I fell out of my bunk bed all the time when I was a kid and would wake up on the floor. But that the bunk bed is not a train going over you. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. I mean, even if she had some drinks or whatever and passed out, that is amazing because your body laying in the tracks anyway, things that are on the bottom of the train, that is so lucky that something didn't happen, that she wasn't killed.
It's absolutely great that she slept through it.
It is.
That's not something you'd want to wake up to.
No, and just to finish the story, she was charged with public intoxication and disorderly conduct.
There you go.
She has been released, but oh my gosh, that is crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Lucky to be alive. All right, fruits and nuts. So shred it and bingo. Nathan Reeder, thank you very much.
Yay!
Mailbag next.
America. Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Once again, ton of email we have. And most of it over the Army Sergeant Bob, not Bob Bergdahl, Bo Bergdahl. His father, of course, is Bob. But a lot of you sounding off on the latest and saying that, you know, listen, this needs to be resolved swiftly. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one is from Axe. And Axe says, Kate, it's just ridiculous and so sad to hear these mothers of some of the dead soldiers talk about, was Bergdahl worth their son's life? Of course not. So you have a sergeant who walks off of his post, and I'll use the word allegedly, Kate, just for you. He walks off his post, and then they go and they chase after him. They try to find him. And in trying to find him, they put themselves in harm's way, and six of them are killed. It just reeks of wrong. Just reeks of wrong to me, Kate. I don't understand how this is allowed to just be held up as he's a hero. It's not right. Well, here's the thing, Axe. Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, said this. Whoa. He said, you know, let's not jump to conclusions. It's not fair to the parents, blah, blah, blah. But then you find, and I wrote about this on AmericaTonight.net in my blog, you find that his hometown in Haley, Idaho, they canceled the Welcome Home celebration. They were worried about what the crowds would be like. They said they were worried about the numbers, but I think they were also worried about the makeup of the crowd, because a lot of people are very upset about this. Hagel has a point. Let's play this thing out then. The sooner he comes back to America, reintegrates, as they're calling it, then boom, let's find out the details. That's what has to happen. In this case, was it an overreach by what the United States did? Did the president make a mistake in doing that? That's part of this deal and part of what is being discussed, the handover of Bergdahl, and then, of course, the five Taliban members who simply strode out of Gitmo and went to Qatar, and there they are in their freedom. And it's very eerie to me, because I'm worried about the five and what they ultimately will do. All right, quickly, let's take another one. This one from Stace, who says, Kate, love the show. Have to tell you, it breaks my heart, this Bergdahl stuff. As somebody who served and served proudly, I would never leave a man behind. You had a caller who was in the service, and he said that you have to always bring your men back, and he's right, I agree. So there was no choice here other than to make this exchange, although it does stink, and letting the five Taliban members go from Gitmo, it just doesn't seem right, that prisoner swap. But speaking militarily and the code we live by, we would have to bring Bergdahl back. Now, what happens afterwards, I think, has to happen in a really quick manner. And all of the facts have to be laid out. Ultimately, I believe he will be court-martialed, and it is a shame that so many in his platoon went to save him and lost their life, but that's part of the deal when you sign up. It's the code of the military, at least the military that I know and love. Thank you very much. So that is true. We did have a great caller who said that, and that's never leave a man behind. Remember, never leave a man behind, no matter what the personal grudges are or whatever else is going on. And in this case, what if they had found him and he was a deserter, and they were able to get him from the Taliban? They still would have taken him out. You know, they still would have been able to get him away from the Taliban. But it's just a nasty piece of business. There's no question about it. It's just nasty. Continuing on with Jake, and Jake again expressing more of this angst over the whole Bergdahl situation. Anyone who served, they're sending me notes saying, listen, you have to bring the guy back, so we have to cut that issue out. The trade was lousy, as he's saying, but you can't not bring someone from your platoon back when you have the chance and you have the opening. And I think this is what's going to constantly be pursued on the Hill in these conversations. What's going to happen is, military wise, that's what we hear from Chuck Hagel, and when he talks, that's what he's going to talk about. But then on the other side of it, it's the not getting the notice. Boom, we just decide we're going to do this deal, and that's how we roll. And so you got to roll along with it, which I have some very big questions over that. What an executive order, and especially if they were working on it for 3 years. I mean, you know, you got to give us a break on that one. So we're not going to solve this dilemma. You know how I feel about it. The deal was lousy, no question. I think Congress, in this case, for as much as I can bag on them, they should have been included in the decision. I know that it was a slim opening, but they were working on it for so long, they had to know these possibilities were happening, and that's, you know, what I would say. All right, let's move to another one here, and this one is from Stormy, who says, Kate, Donald Sterling relented. How about that? Are you surprised he agreed to sell the Los Angeles Clippers? I'm sure you already know. Stormy, I can give you 2 billion reasons why he decided that he would sell the Clippers, and B for billions is the reason. Last week, his wife agreed to sell the team to Steve Ballmer, the former Microsoft CEO, and it seemed as though he was gearing up for a fight. Initially, he said he would fight the sale. He filed a lawsuit against the NBA. Somebody got to him, talked to him, and said, this is stupid. So Donald Sterling officially announced that he was going to sell the team, that he agreed to sell the team, and all the disputes and everything else, they're resolved, and it's done. Because he would have been in such a losing situation for him. I mean, $2 billion, come on. So far, they haven't gotten a sale agreement with Donald Sterling's signature, but supposedly that's going to happen. They just have to work out a few of the details at this point. Okay, let's move on to something else. This one from Bob, who says, Kate, thanks so much for the show. I love the way you really inform us. I feel when I listen to you that I have a better handle on what's going on. I'm no dummy, but I don't have a lot of time to pay attention to everything that's happening. And plus, I think you go a lot deeper for us. Thank you. Thank you very much. I wondered what your reaction was to Putin putting Clinton down. Were you surprised by that or not? Yeah, well, specifically what Putin says is, he said something like, it's better not to argue with women. And he said that she's weak. He said, you know, that she was weak. So for whatever reason, you know, he decided to criticize Clinton. And I guess it's because of Clinton criticizing the foreign policy in Russia, the whole Crimea annexation and all that stuff. So that's what I think is the reason why he decided to come back and take a chunk out of Hillary Clinton. But that's not new, and I don't think it's new. I think that he's got plenty of opinions that he's ready to unfurl at any moment. And so Clinton had no problems when she was in California reiterating comments all over the place when she was at the University of California in Los Angeles. She said, you know, she was trying to put some historical perspective on Putin and what he did in the Crimea, that he has no boundaries. And I think once that word got back to the Kremlin, that was just reaction from it. Here's what I say to that. Is it going to affect the election? I don't think so. How's it going to affect the election? Nobody cares what Putin says. It's just interesting that he decided to use the word weak and to say that he doesn't argue with women for whatever that's worth. And this one, our last one, is from Graham, who says, Kate, do you think the American dream is just over for all of us? I was listening to your show, we hear about the EPA and electricity is going to go up because of their standards and what's going to happen. All those jobs are lost and the coal-fired plants. I think it's very, very depressing what we're seeing across the United States, and I hope that we turn a corner somewhere, Kate. Please tell me that the American dream is still possible. I've got to be able to tell my kids something. Oh, you should tell your kids that they should just keep reaching for the brass ring. There might be lots of frustrations, but it is still the greatest country on the face of the earth to live in, and that's why we defend it. That's why we argue. That's why people call in and they're rabid over some of the things that are happening. I think that's a good thing because we live in a free country. That's why that opportunity and those possibilities exist, and that's why you have to be vigilant. If you don't like something, get people together, complain, start a phone tree, call up your congresspeople, your senators. It works. I swear it does. All right. Thanks for all of the emails. You can send me your thoughts whenever you want to. Kate Delaney, send it to americatonight.net.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.